You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to put him to death, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was of the number of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money, so he consented and sought an opportunity to betray Jesus to them in the absence of a crowd. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it." They said to him, "Where will you have us prepare it?" He said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters, and tell the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished. Prepare it there." And they went and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. Here ends the reading. As you begin to read the assigned passage for today, you might have checked to see you didn't pick up last year's Lenten devotional by mistake. The account of the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread in the midst of Advent might catch anyone off guard, and yet the shadow of the cross falls across every moment in Jesus' short life, from his birth in Bethlehem to the empty tomb. What was once the upper room is now actually a lower room in the Syriac Orthodox Church of St. Mark in Jerusalem, at least according to one tradition. According to travel guides, other sites are claimed to be the actual upper room. However, when we visited the room during our trip in 2018, the Syriac monks assured us that the Church of St. Mark was built over the original upper room that was the location of the Lord's Supper, also known as the cenacle. And I have to tell you, it is a moving experience to stand in the room, or a room similar to the one, where Peter and John arranged for the Passover meal, gathered with the Lord and the others of the 12, with Judas before his betrayal on the night of Maundy Thursday. As every Sunday is to be an observance, a reminder of Easter, wouldn't it be meaningful if every Thursday evening meal would bring to mind at least that meal in the upper room? And then what if every Friday from noon to 3, we would take just a moment to consider the Lord's crucifixion, suffering, and death on the cross for us and for our salvation on Good Friday? Such a remembrance would sanctify each week, keeping us and our lives centered on the saving acts of our Lord Jesus Christ, making our faith more than a once-a-week observance. By the same token, such an observance might guard against us betraying our Lord by our sin and disobedience again and again, as we turn away from him by the prospect of a few pieces of silver or a bit of recognition or renown. Please pray with me. Thank you, O God, for your gifts of grace, word, and sacrament, through which we receive your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A suggested Advent action today: read John's account of the Maundy Thursday meal John chapters 13 through 17.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.